Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. With more than 3,000 miles of canals and drains, the Imperial Irrigation District is one of the largest irrigation districts in the country. The district attempts to provide the best possible service while working to keep costs down and the ecosystem intact. As a means to better manage water supplies, they have instituted an aquifer distribution program, which means that water is allocated based on acreage. Lindsay Dale serves as the executive director for the Imperial County Farm Bureau. She talks about the creativity of area growers making the most of the water they have available.
Growers have to implement various best management practices on their field to make sure that they use that water to the most beneficial use. So we have a lot of on-farm conservation happening here in Imperial County, a tremendous amount, in fact, compared to past years.
More from Lindsay Dale after this.
If you grow grapes and berries, you know that botrytis and other fruit rots can seriously threaten fruit quality and lead to significant losses. Botector from Westbridge Agricultural Products is an effective biological fungicide which stops disease before it gets started. Botector has proven efficacy in university and field trials and is an effective tool for both organic and conventional IPM programs. Apply Botector throughout the growing season as needed. For more information about Botector and Westbridge's organic trigger, BioLink suppress herbicide and other specialty products, call 800-876-2767 or visit westbridge.com.
While Imperial County is located in a desert environment, it still has a strong supply of water thanks to the Colorado River. Of all the water the irrigation district transports, roughly 97% is used in agriculture. Dale noted a shift in growers' irrigation practices.
We're kind of moving into a different era. We've got a lot of fields that are converting from flood irrigation to sprinklers to drip irrigation. And it really depends on where it's at in the county because the county has a lot of different types of soils. So it depends on the type of soil, what works best for that operation.
While Imperial County farmers grow over 100 different types of produce, alfalfa is one of the largest commodities. While it's primarily used as feed for dairies, Dale noted that it's exported for other uses as well.
Yes, it is. We export probably a third of our product out of the country, and that goes to areas such as the Saudi states, China, Japan.
You're listening to California Ag Today.